With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Texas Democrats who forced a halt to legislative business when they fled the state could face arrest, and Governor Greg Abbott says they could lose their jobs. The Democrats left to protest redrawn congressional maps that Republicans say reflect the will of the voters. Their absence blocks a vote on those maps. Meanwhile, in California, Democrats have concocted a redistricting plan of their own.
The proposal comes in direct response to plans by Texas Republicans to redraw that state's congressional map, one backed by President Trump that could add 5 Republicans to the U.S. House.
California will not sit by idly and watch this democracy waste away.
Governor Gavin Newsom.
We'll fight fire with fire. We'll assert ourselves.
The map aims to boost the Democratic margin from 43 to 48 seats out of California's 52 congressional districts. But in California, such a plan would need approval from voters as well as lawmakers.
The ultimate test of transparency is what voters will decide on.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Russia declares itself no longer bound by a self-imposed moratorium on the deployment of nuclear-capable intermediate-range missiles.
The Russian Foreign Ministry had on Monday linked the decision to efforts by the U.S. and its allies to develop intermediate-range weapons and preparations for their deployment in Europe and elsewhere. The ministry didn't say what specific moves the Kremlin might take, but President Vladimir Putin has previously announced that Moscow was planning to deploy its new Oreshnik missiles on the territory of its neighbor and ally Belarus this year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says he will convene his security cabinet to decide the next stage of the war in Gaza. He's hinting at stepped-up military action in Gaza. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures 39 points higher. This is SRN News. A leading Christian school in London is out of business.
Officials with Spurgeon's College say they're closing their doors permanently after 169 years due to a lack of funding. The school was founded by the legendary pastor Charles Spurgeon in 1856 as a place for clergymen to study. It was affiliated with the Baptist Union of Great Britain and trained pastors from the United Kingdom and around the world. Officials say a decline in enrollment added to a financial crisis that could not be overcome. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Senate has confirmed Andrea Lucas to another term as commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The move indicates Republican support for her efforts to root out diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and the federal government's promotion of transgenderism and protect religious freedom in the workplace. Lucas, who was first appointed to the EEOC in 2020, secured another 5-year term with a 52-45 party line Senate vote. This is SRN News. All major Las Vegas Strip casinos are now unionized, defying a national trend.
For 25 years, the Venetian Hotel and Casino resisted organizing efforts as one of the last holdouts on the Vegas Strip, locked in a prolonged standoff with the Culinary Workers Union. But a recent change in ownership opened the Venetian's doors to union representation, just as the Strip's newest casino, the Fountain Blue, was also inking its first labor contract. The historic deal finalized late last year marked a major turning point. For the first time in the Culinary Union's 90-year history, all major casinos on the Strip are unionized. The union's success on the Strip is a notable exception in a national landscape where union membership overall is declining. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The strike by several thousand Boeing machinists is now into its second day. The walkout affects Boeing's production of military aircraft and weapons systems. The strikers rejected a contract proposal offering 20% wage hike over 4 years. More details at srnnews.com.